From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration reportedly will issue new rules that would, for the first time, allow hundreds of prisoners being held by the U.S. military in Afghanistan to challenge their indefinite detentions. Some human rights groups say the changes are a step in the right direction. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The Washington Post and New York Times report the new review system would apply to about 600 Afghan inmates being held in the U.S.-run prison at the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. Some of the Afghans have been in custody there for as long as 6 years, and unlike detainees at the Guantanamo Bay facility, they've had no right to hear the allegations against them or any access to lawyers. Under the new guidelines, each of the Bagram detainees would be assigned a U.S. military official who is not an attorney but who would represent their interests and look over the evidence against them. The detainees would have the right to call witnesses and present evidence to a board of military officers who would decide whether the detainees should continue to be held. An administration official told the Post the new process is, in his words, about doing the right thing and only holding those we have to. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is in the Middle East attempting to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Tomorrow, he's scheduled to visit Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mitchell may raise the contentious point of settlement expansion in the West Bank. The U.S. has been urging Israel to stop building, calling it a detriment to peace negotiations. Mitchell will meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah on Tuesday. Norman Borlaug, a scientist who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970, has died at the age of 95. Borlaug was a pioneer of the so-called Green Revolution, which boosted production of rice and wheat in some of the poorest parts of the world. Dan Charles has details.
Norman Borlaug was born on a farm in Iowa. When he was 30 years old, the Rockefeller Foundation asked him to work at a small agricultural research station in Mexico, and Borlaug spent most of the rest of his life in that country. During the 1940s and 50s, he led a successful effort to breed new, high-yielding varieties of wheat and to get those seeds into the hands of farmers. The new seeds caught on, first in Mexico and then in the 1960s and 70s across much of Asia. Together with more irrigation and more fertilizer, they produced dramatically bigger harvests. In the decades since he received the Nobel Peace Prize, Borlaug worked to bring a similar green revolution to Africa. But success there has been harder to achieve. Dan Charles, Washington.
It's been 1 year since Hurricane Ike roared through Galveston, Texas, and devastated 75% of the island city's homes. Today, residents gathered at a commemoration to hear religious leaders of different faiths speak. From Washington, this is NPR. The UN's chief human rights official is calling attention to the Democratic Republic of Congo, saying government forces and rebel groups may be guilty of war crimes. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
In its report, the UN describes some particularly heinous crimes committed by rebel groups and Congolese armed forces. These include extrajudicial executions, rapes, and other acts of sexual violence. Human rights official Scott Campbell says these atrocities are committed on a massive scale.
The excess deaths reported in the Congo since 1998 make the conflict there the bloodiest conflict on the planet since World War II. Period. That's including Iraq, Afghanistan, etc.
Studies by the International Rescue Committee estimate that more than 5.5 million people have died from conflict and lack of humanitarian assistance since 1998. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
President Obama continues his aggressive push for health care change this week. An interview with him airs on CBS's 60 Minutes tonight. And Tuesday, Mr. Obama will lobby for support in Pittsburgh at the AFL-CIO convention. The man who oversaw the nation's largest union federation for the last 14 years will deliver a farewell message at that convention in Pittsburgh. John Sweeney's expected to talk about the AFL-CIO's legacy of defending workers' rights and its ability to affect political change. Sweeney's deputy, Richard Trumka, takes over this week. Among his priorities, signing up younger workers. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.